Okay, we're just beginning on the top of Chaf Aleph and Aleph. Just to review quickly, the Mishnah says there are four types of Nedarim that do not require any Hataras Nedarim. They're automatically assumed to be Mutar. The Mishnah enumerates four, but only gives the details of one in this Mishnah, and that's Nidrei Ziruzin. Right, that's where there's some sort of negotiation going on, and the two parties are trying to entrench their positions, and they do this by taking a neder about where they won't go up, what price they won't go above, and what price they will not go below. So we said that yesterday the reason that is not considered a neder, even though generally Dvarim Shavalev Enam Dvarim, we're not interested in what you were thinking in your heart.
Right?
We want to know what you said, or what you meant when you said, but we don't really interested in what your heart is. But here we have, either I think Tosfos mentions Anan Saade, Rosh and Ran, Rashi also may mention Piv, Velibo Enam Shavim, that what he said is not really what he intended. And therefore, in all these cases, it's obvious from the context or the circumstances that that's not what he meant. And therefore, we do not assume that he took a neder. So now the Gemara wants to know who's the author of our Mishnah. Arba ol nedarim heitiru chachamim. Amalei Rabbi Ava, or Mabel, or Rabbi Ami. Amartlan mishmei de Rabbi Huda Nisiyah. You said to us in every Rabbi. Mantana arba devarim. Who's the author of this Mishnah of arba devarim? Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, that the author of this Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. We just bumped into him, right, 2 days ago, which is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Tarfon is Olam Enechan Mehem Nazir, Rafi'ilah Shalom Nanizir is Allah Flaw. That Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Tarfon, right, is the one who we said now was the author of the Mishnah of, or the Mishnah in Taros that said, Nazirus is the Hakel, Suffolk Nazirus the Hakel, because he's the one who believes that whenever there's a Suffolk in Nazir, we assume that he's not a Nazir. I mean, Haflah means that you must be clear, right, and it must be absolute that you are a Nazir. If there's any condition in the Nazirut, then the Nazirut does not take effect. So over here, when there's the case, we always cite over there, is that there are two individuals sitting, and there's a person walking towards them, and the first one says, I'm a Nazir if he is a Nazir, the person walking towards us, and the other one says, I'm a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. In that case, we say, Rabbi says, Ab'ein Echad Me'am is a Nazir. Right.
Yeah, did we conclude
over
there that that's not necessarily the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda himself?
Right, it's Amar Tarab Rabbi Tarfon. The name is Rabbi Tarfon, and that's who we say was the author of that Mishnah and Taros, or that opinion that Suffolk Naziros is Bahaka. Okay, so he would also be the author of our Mishnah over here, because just like by over there, that any suffix or any doubt about what he's saying, meaning that what his intention is, then we say that there is no neder nizirut. So too over here. In our case over here, by the Nidrei Niziruzim, or these Nidarm over here, these are what we'd also say.
There's doubt about what his intention is when he's making the declaration. So.
Right. Because
it's a different kind of doubt. I mean, here, he presumably knows what he means. It's just what he means and what he says mm-hmm. are not necessarily the same because he's got an ulterior motive. But over there, when he says, he doesn't even know. If he's a Nazir, well, I'm a Nazir. He doesn't know if this guy is a Nazir or not until the guy...
But over here, again, the idea is that there's a tznai in the neder. He says, if I go above this number, then it's not, then there will be Asur B'Hanah. And the fact that he has a condition in his statement automatically nullifies his statement. I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying it's not unique to Nazirus. That's what the Gemara is suggesting now. His opinion is not unique to Nazirus, that anytime there's a condition in Nazirus, Nazirus fails. Rather, it's a broader picture that in Nedarim, anytime there's a condition, or anytime there is, it's not clear and evident immediately what's the outcome, right? Then that's not considered a neder, it's not considered a nazirus. Rav Amar, afilu tema, that it is the Rabbana. Not only is it right, so that it's not just Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon, so even the Chachamim argue on him. Migtani shnehem ratzu. doesn't say that Shneihem Ratsu, Ela Shneihem Rotsim Ketani. Right, it doesn't say that now the term here is not, you know, past, I mean, at what point do we assume that the issue at here is, what's the issue at hand? So if you look at the Ron says, Kor Masis Nidre is used in Lamishim Hapla. It's not an issue of Hapla. Lamishim Shishamu Chacham in the Datam Shalom Nidre B'tafka L'Zaris. Right, that they don't, it's not an issue of if the Mishnah said Shneim Ratsu, what Shneim Ratsu means they both wanted in the past, right, that means that the problem is in their nether, at the time of their nether, there's an issue of, there's a condition in the nether. No, it says Shneim Ratsu means that now, that's what we want, that's what they're after. I mean that the Chachamim are saying that the issue here, here, if you look in the Ron, down it says Rav Amar. It's pretty far down in the mid range that you got it. Okay, Rav Amar. So then, everybody, we touch Shem Ratzu Kumar. The Masnisin the Nidre is Zum Lavishem Aflahi. It's not because of the explicit, meaning the explicit or obvious nature of what you need from the net there, but El Mishum Shishamachum Datam Shalom Nadru Bedavka El Zaris. It's the assessment of the Chumah about what they actually were trying to do. Midemik Tani Ratzu. But it doesn't say the Ratzu. Hey, Mashmatosh, Ratzu the Sof. The Sof Shem Rotsim Ktani. Not that they wanted in the end. El Shem Rotsim Ktani, Mashmatchila Va'at Sof. This was their intent all the way along. Right? So that versus, right, we say Ratzu means in the end, that's they come to the conclusion. Right? So now, based on this, Rava says that it's irrelevant. Irrelevant in terms of Hafla or Nether, because the issue at hand is not really about real Nether or not real Nether, or clear Nether or not clear Nether, but rather the issue is, that this Nether, the Chumim, are assessing what their intentions are all the way through, and that's what makes it a not a Nether. It's not a din in Nether, it's a din in the circumstance, a din in the, what's going on. So, Vahala Amar, so now, Amale Ravina the Ravashi. Amalo Tzfe Misela, Vahala Amar Batsir Mishekel. Nidra Havi, or Zi Ruzim Havi. Now, the question is, if he didn't, in our case, in our Mishnah, one says four, and one says two, and they're really going to end up at three. So is what's unique about the Mishnah that they're only a shekel apart? That's where the Chum say, you know, their real intention is to meet in the middle. What happens if the gap is greater? So what happens, that's what Ravina is asking Ravashi. If he says Tfei Misela, he says it must be more than four. The other one says it has to be less than two. So now the gap between them is much bigger. What do we say? Nidra Havi, now it's a real Nidra. Or Zizu Ruzin Havi, or is it still within this category of Nidra Zizu Ruzin? I'm related to Nina. We have such a Braisa. Hayam Asari B'chaveh Oshayel Cholot. So someone was pressing his friend to eat with him. Right, that I am taking an edit that I will get no hana from your house, from your possessions, if I taste even the smallest drop of water with you. So now, mutar, this is what the Bryce says, mutar li kanes ze, mekanes de beto, lishtotim en otzone. He can go into his house and drink cold water by him. Because his intention was really only eating and drinking. So now, why should it be? Right? Why should he be allowed to eat and drink? Or what? He wanted to, the guy's trying to push him to eat and drink. He says, I'm not even going to drink the smallest drop of water by you, which is not, right? It's not exactly what he was asking him to do. But nevertheless, we say what? He's allowed to go in there and eat and drink. He's allowed to go there and drink the cold water, right? Because that's not what his intention was. Gemara says, Vati Batoni Gemara. That's what he said. Gemara says, this is the way people speak. This is the way people speak. They don't intend it to be a real nether. It's just a way to disengage, right? Or a way to, in our case, to entrench the position. Right, basically. So the question is an interesting question in the Rishonim here about whether this nether is a valid nether at all. You know, when you say Tipat Sonein, what was his intention? His intent, he was bothering him to come eat and drink a full meal by him. Right, and he says, I won't even taste a little drop of water. So now, the Gemara says, mutar. Mutar to what? So now, the Gemara says, it's mutar for him to go take a little drink of cold water. But what about Achim Lenshtia? A regular meal, is he allowed to go or not? Is it effective neder for him or not? So there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh, and the Ron's a little unclear. I think he probably leans towards the Rosh's side. But here, if you look in Rashi, it's four lines from the bottom in Rashi. Chi nadar zesh eino to'em imo tibatzanem, right? When this person said tibatzanem, vadai la'achila meruba nitzkavim. And he really meant really big achila. Uhochi mutar lishto tibatzanem. And therefore he's allowed to drink the tibatzanem. So it sounds like from Rashi that his intention was right for the achila. And therefore,
it's toe-faced, but that doesn't prevent him from having a little soap,
right?
Because that's it's not what he was.
Yeah, though you could read. I don't think it's impossible to read Rashi to say that was his since his intention is achilah. He said this, that nullifies the entire neder. But I thought Rashi sounded a little like the main neder is intact, but it doesn't apply for that part. So now, if you look in the Rosh, on the last line in the Rosh, maybe second to last line in the Rosh. He says, V'choshkein shem mutar b'achila v'shtia, b'ashlo hiskia. And the Gemara says that he's mutar to drink tibatzonein, and koshkein he can eat and drink in his house, because he never mentioned those in his neder at all. The mashahoshipiv ain't a neder. Whatever he said was not a neder. Gama machshava ain't a klum. And what he thought was also not meaningful. That no de belibo, afbishem piv machisho ain't a neder. Anybody who takes a neder in their heart, even though they don't explicitly contradict that, doesn't mean anything. Here he said the opposite of what he really meant. So certainly it's not going to work over here. See from the Ron, then it's clear that it doesn't work at all. And the Ron uses, if you look in the last line in the Ron uses a term that even though he asked it himself, Philip Jesus regular Shia son, Philip Hakka mean the lav dafka nodor. His matter was not dafka. So I don't know what that means in the Ron. I think later on in the Ron, when he says lav dafka, it means no neder at all. But lav dafka to me would mean.
So not focus on me.
Yeah, that it's not tibatzone, but rather afkilu v'shtia. I think the Gemara. I mean, it's from the Gemara to work. I think you want the neder to fall apart totally, just like by over here in our neither zeruzim.
Listen, lav dafka nadar. In other words, not that what he said he was imprecise with, but that he didn't even have the intention of a neder.
Right. I think if you look, the Ron's going to use this term lav dafka nadar a couple times. Mm-hmm. In those other instances, it seems to mean that
Right.
In the next line, he says lav dafka again. Sounds like it's not a neder at all, but I'm just pointing it out because it's interesting. But you know, what the Rishonim see at this Gemara, whether the neder falls apart entirely, or do we say that it really referenced what his intention was, right? Okay.
It's not so much saying that it falls apart entirely as that it was never even a neder. You know, these are negotiating phrases.
Right.
In this case,
like you were saying, leave me alone. Nagamar says, Amalei, midomi. So Mar says, how is this comparable? Right, Gabi Tzonein, by the cold water, Tzadikim Omri Me'at Velsim Harbe. Tzadikim do a little, and then they end up, or they say they're going to do a little, and they end up doing a lot. Bacha Sveiku, over here we have a suffix. What's the difference? By Tzipa Tzonein, that's all his friend was telling him, come on, have a little drink. And he knew that his intention was to feed him Achila Vishtiel Gamri, because that's how people work. They tell him, hey, you know, come in a little drink, and then he gets him inside. Once he gets him inside, he serves him a whole meal.
That's
hard. Right. So he took a net there. He took a net for the Tibatzonin, because he didn't want to even get on that track. He knew that he took Tibatzonin, because Tibatzonin to him was equivalent of Achila Vishtiel. Because Tibatzonin doesn't really exist in the sense that Tipatzonin is not what he really intends to do. He really intends for him to have achila shtia, and therefore he is not intending, alright, to usher himself in drinking water. His real intent is to stop the achila and shtia. That's clear. And now in Rashi over here, if you look in the Gears in Rashi, it's across from where the Gemara is. In Rashi it says, one line down it says Hilkach. It's the last word on the line, Hilkach. You see that?
Yeah.
It says Hilkach Osir Bachila Vishtiya Meruba. Right over here. So there you see explicitly in Rashi that he's still Osir and Achila Vishtiya Meruba. There is a Nusach Akar there. I don't know if you see that. That says Enu Osir Bachila Vishtiya Meruba. So that's exactly what we were trying to understand in Rashi. Right? These two Girsos are right? Explaining in Rashi whether he's really restricted in Echil Eretz Yisrael or he's not restricted in Echil Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Machlokes Rishonim we see. Or possible Machlokes Rishonim here about whether the neder is tokis for Echil Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara is saying here is that by the case of Echila and Shtiyah, the reason that he's taking his neder through Tipa Tzonein is because of a social phenomenon, which is that when people ask him to come in to drink, they're really asking him to come in and eat and drink and have a full meal. And so he makes his Tipa Tzonein not to restrict himself in Tipa Tzonein, but to restrict himself from ever getting to that point, right, into that point of Echila Shtiyah. And therefore he's Mutter. But in our case, in our mission, it's a Sveika, we have no clue what they're saying. Right, so we don't know what it is. It's the Gemara says, Dilma, Pachot Misela, the Yotar Shekel Kamar, Vizirusin Habi. Maybe they're just, right, negotiating, and therefore it's like a Netizuzin. Dilma Dabka Kamar, the Nidra, or maybe because they didn't just say Sela and Shekel, but they said more than a Sela and less than a Shekel, they're becoming too specific, right? Once they're becoming too specific, maybe it's a real Nether. And the Gemara concludes, T, boy. Right, that is a teiku, according to the teiku, and the Ran says, lo yishid bayin, which we have a lot in the Gemara and the Darim, the Gemara is not conclusive, and therefore naktin and the chumra. We go the chumra. Okay. Right. Okay, so now, Amar Yudom Rav Asi. Arba nidorim alalu tzrichim she'ela chalachacham. That goes over against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah explicitly says that they are mutarin, right, that you don't need any petach and neder. And here, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Baradar Mazrikim Shevalachim, Kiam Rita Kameh Shmuel. So when they said, you know, he brought this memra in front of Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda, Amar Tana Tani Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim. Right, the Mishnah explicitly says that the Chachamim are okay with this. V'adamart, Tzrikim Shevalachim. And you are saying what? That they need a Taras Nedarim. So Rav Yosef, Ma'ani Lahashmaita Baha'i Lishnu. So Rav Yosef, North the Lashon in a different way. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Ein Chacham Rashar La'atir, Elik Ein Arba Nidorim Halal. A Chacham is only allowed to be Matir Nidorim when they look similar to the Nidorim that are mentioned on our Mishnah. Kasavar must mean Ein Pochim Becharoto. That must mean that Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi believe that what the way that you do Hataras Nidorim is not through Charata, regret, because that's not the way. It has to be like our Mishnah, where it's obvious, or there is a factor that makes it that the neder is not. It's not good. So I would just read quickly here. I just want to read. The Ron has a little piece here on the difference. It's a very important piece that when you do Hataras Nidorim, what are the different ways to do Hataras Nidorim? And he says, if you look right across from, it's a little bit, if you go across from where we are in the Gemara, and you go up about five lines, it says, V'hainu time of the Adif. V'hainu time of the Adif.
Yeah.
Okay. V'hainu time the Adif petach mecharata. What's the difference in the Taras Nedarim between a petach and charata, regret? Because we've mentioned this, we've used them, we've said, use them almost interchangeably now in the Gemara, but now he's pointing out there's a difference, a fee. Shekol neder shehu nitar v'petach, if Taras Nedarim is done through a petach, Hari no domer, the person who took the nerve says, Shafilu b'tchila, v'shenadar ila yinotein alibo oto petach, had he had this circumstance or this thought in mind, lo ya no der, he would never have taken such a nether, v'nimsa nidro b'ta'ut. And they said his nether was a mistake, Megamri a mistake, because he never considered this factor, and this factor would have prevented him from making the nether. Whereas, in our case, of a nether shu nitar b'charata, if it's done through regret, eino motze im atmo shum inyan she'ilu haya notein alibo metchila sho'ya noder. He doesn't find anything now that changes, that he, had he known at that time, would have changed the nether. Ela shu omer akshav, mitoch akas, and we pnei mehirut nadarti. Now he says, the time that I took the nether, I was angry. The time that I took the nether, I was in a rush, meaning that I was just trying to get it done. Bakshav, and mitzkaret oshin nadar to the lom. And now, I am upset that I did such a thing, meaning that.
In other words, if he's referencing his frame of mind at the time that he did it, which is suggesting that because he was angry or because he was rushing, even if someone had mentioned this circumstance, then he would have done it anyway.
Possibly, right. He might have done it another way. We'll see that in the Gemara in a second. Okay. So there might be an in-between case. The Gemara is going to come up with a case that comes between a petach and a charata. Mm-hmm. All right, so now, At this point, so Ryan's pointing out that the difference, right, the difference like usages between Petach and Charetach. Petach is that there was a variable that he did not consider, and with that variable, right, he would never have taken the nether. Therefore, it's a nidre, almost like a nidre tos, which you never make. Over here, he took the nether when he was angry. Right, and you're, like you're saying, if he was aware he was angry at the time, that caused him to take the nether. Now, after he's cooled off, he can clearly say that he was taken out of anger, and that's why he gets taken the nether. Now, the Ram points out that it has to be, charata has to be something that existed at the time of the nether. And it can't be that now, it can't be something that's nolad, which is in general in the Dharm, something that now is coming up. And the fact that he regrets taking the nether now is irrelevant, okay, because that's not what the point is. The point is that charata has to be something that at the time of the nether, right, that it was existent and was there, because that's how you can do a charata. Otherwise, at the time, if it's now, it's something called nolad, it's a new circumstance, and that won't change the fact that you took the nether earlier. Right, so now, the Gemara back in our Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Amar Yudha Amar Vasi, Ein Chacham Rashay Da'atir. Okay, in Arbin Adar Melo, that what? Ein Po Tzchim B'Charata. According to Rav Yudha Amar Vasi, what? You can't use Charata as a way to get a Hataras Nadarim. You need a Petah. You need some sort of new issue, but not new in the sense it had to, you know, had it exists at the time of the Nether, it's just he's not aware of it. And that issue is what allows us to do with Hataras Nadarim. How would Akhila Kamei Rav Huna? So when a person came before him, Amar Libcha Lecha, do you still feel the same way you felt when you took the nether? So Amar Lehi Love. So I mean, or he says, Libcha Lecha, was your, you know, do you feel full about what you felt at the time? He says, no, Bashar Yani, let it go. So right, what's Libcha Lecha? So you can look at it two ways. Libcha Lecha, your heart is still with you. So the Rosh reads it, Oto Leiv. That heart and the feeling that you had when you took the nether, and you don't regret what you're doing. He says, my heart's not the same. I regret taking it forever. And that's, you know, I mean, that's the meaning here. The other possibility is that libcha lecha means, do you still want the original nether? Meaning that, do you still want the other air, or now is your heart still with you? Meaning that, do you really feel the same way you did at the time of the nether? Meaning that the feelings that you had at the time of the nether, where you were angry, or mihirut, right? There was something at the time of the nether, and your feelings, right, that are different than now. So, libcha lecha, are you still the same state of mind? And he's saying, no, because at the time of the nether, I was at a different state of mind, which is what we point out was charata. Right, so therefore, we shari up. So what do you see from this? From this statement that he allows Potchin bit alma kasaver potchin charata. That means that he allows you, Rav Huna, says what? That you can use charata as a way to get out of a nether. Then, how dat lekamei de rabba bar Rav Huna? I'm like, ilu haya, if someone came before Rav Huna about his nether, ilu haya asar b'nei adam shifa ishucha ba'ot hasham yi nadarta. If there were 10 people there at the time that you took the nether that would have appeased you, and therefore you wouldn't have taken the nether, would you have taken it? I'm like, lo, betiro. And therefore, he was matur the nether. So now, this is Machlokas Rishonim again, what is Rabba bar Rav Huna doing? It's according to Rashi, he says that kasavar in potchim b'charata, right, that means that you don't use charata. Rashi means that this is a machlokas amoraim here, whether you can use charata or not, and Rav Huna is of the opinion that charata works, and therefore he formulated his question in like libcha lecha, and then he says lo, whereas Rav Huna believes you can't use charata, and Rav Huna was using the equivalent of what is a petach. Meaning that what he said here about, oh, if there were 10 people there at the time that would have appeased you, that's something that is not about his state of mind, but something about a fact that wasn't present at the time. Had that fact been present at the time, he would not have taken the nether and never becomes nidre tos. That's what, right, Rashi believes. The Ran says that this case of Asar Bnei Adam is a middle case. And he actually brings down two girsos in our Gemara. If you look in the Ran, the widest lines, the first widest line in the Ran, Ilu ayu asara b'nei adam shivaisucha, right, if there were 10 people there, because there ain't potchim b'charata, that's like the girsa of Rashi. Our Gemara has no girsa. So anyway, that you believe, ain't potchim b'charata, that's the girsa that Rashi had, that means that he's arguing on Rav Huna. But you get the girsa, because there are potchim b'charata, and there's some people have a girsa that says that means, Rabbi Bar Huna breathes, what? That you are potchim b'charata. They all mean one thing. This statement of Dilayu b'nei b'adam gara mi petach va'alta yuch mecharata. It's less than a petach, but better than charetes. That's what I was saying before. There's this in-between case. Currently, petach, shum tayu achshav b'niyud b'nei adam. Shifaisu. There are no 10 people. There were no 10 people, and now there aren't any 10 people around that have been faisim. The name of petach v'ayuav, to say that it's a real petach. Had he known this, he wouldn't have done it. These aren't the circumstances. So the circumstance is made up, and therefore it's worse than a peta. But a deep mecharat, it's still better than charat, and mishon to mecharat, a greater inamotzi shum inyan ba'atzmo, shmachwadol lo ya noder. He doesn't find any other factor that would have stopped him from taking the nether, botzi shah. But here, there's an outside, there's another factor which has nothing to do with the nether. Vizeya ba'atzmo, shayya mofesina to botzi shah lo ya neder. Nimsa mitbara yoter shmitocha mihirut nadar. So therefore, it becomes more clear, right? It's more obvious that he took his neder under duress, let's call it. Right? In the case of charata, he's just telling us that he took it under duress. And that's charata. But over here...
In haste.
Right, in haste. And therefore, over here, when he uses the yud bnei adam, he's saying it's more evident, it becomes more obvious what his state of mind was, because he's saying with these outside people, he would have changed his mind. So he says, that's a great zayin pochtim, right? But regular charata, you can't use it, right? You have to use this type of charata. Ein pochtim ala b'charata shimit bareret, yachek hazu. Uman de gari is pochtim b'charata, and one who gives the other way, that says you can use charata, achikamar, play petach ala charata brura. You don't need a petach, but a charata brura. But the way the Rhine reads it is that this charata is this in-between charata. Right, so according to Rashi, it's an open machlokas whether potkim charata or impotkim charata, right? Whereas the Rav believes that there is a machlokas here, but it's a much narrower machlokas. It's a question about, they both kind of believe that charata works, it's just what type of charata do you need? Right? Rav Huna says you can have any type of regular charata, and Rav Huna needs, no, you need this more obvious charata. You need something that has an outside variable that's telling us or giving us evidence of this charata. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, there's a price like this. Sounds like Rav Huna, right? That your leave is your leave with you. And if he says no, then we give him hatayas nedarim. That sounds like Rav Huna did. Where you've taken the neder, imam alav matir noto, and that sounds like Rabba bar Rav Huna. So it sounds like they're bringing down this machlokas tanaim to match up with the machlokas amoraim, at least according to Rashi. Rashi believes there's machlokas. We'll say what? That this is the same machlokas in tanaim that there is in amoraim. Whereas the Rahn might believe that there wasn't any machlokas, and these are just paralleling the types of charata you need. Charata works. But what type of charata do you need? And in the same way that the amoraim had different expressions of that charata, so too we have different expressions by the Tanoim. There's a very, very, very interesting rush over here. In the widest lines in the rush, the first widest lines in the rush. You don't have any wide lines in the rush. So it's going to be towards the end of the rush. It says, Vahavi le'kitinai. It's under the heading, V'yish gorsin amalei v'sharya ubitmiya. See there? It should be towards the end of the rush. Vahavi le'kitinai. If not, it's one line. I'll read it. So when the Gemara says over here, the Tanya, why didn't connect the two statements? They had the statements of the Amoraim, and then they had the statements of the Tanaim, and the word, the transitional word, was Tanya, Braisa. What does that mean, Tanya? I mean, was it asking a question? Was it answering a question? What was it doing? See, so the Rush says it's a habit like Kitznai. It's like in other places in the Babli where you would say Kitznai. The Machlokas Amoraim is similar to a Machlokas Tanaim. So why didn't it say Kitznai? This is the important line I want to read in the Rush. That the Gemara, or the way the Gemara writes in the Darim, is unusual or different, and therefore, even though it doesn't look like it's, in the regular Babli, you would have written Kitznai. Over here, the word is just Tanya. So it's an important little line in the Rush about how he saw, when we've talked a number of times, about the fact that the language used in the Dharma is different than other places in the Gemara. Here you have the Rush saying it explicitly.
So clearly the Rush also, it's a Machlokas.
Machlokas, yes. Yes. Although even he could even be holding like the Ron. I'm not... It's
but Tanai always means that this is like a Machlokas Tanai.
Right, but the question is, what is the Machlokas, right? He could still, the Ron, you could still say the Ron says it's Machlokas, right?
Okay, but the statement of Limchalacha.
Yeah.
What are two different ways that you say you can understand?
You understand, libcha lecha means, are you still in the same frame of mind as you were at the time of neder? And he says, bo. That means that he's...
Right.
I mean that at the time, that time I had some other duress or something else making me do the nether, and now I feel differently. Or the libcha lecha, the way the Rush learns the libcha lecha is that are you still in the same way? And you have no regrets. And then when he says lo, you have to say that he's regretting from the original. Not that his mind's changed now, that he's regretting it now, because it's not meaningful. It means that he regretted it from the beginning. So libcha lecha means, are you still in the same, do you still feel, like at the time you took the neder, obviously didn't even regret it. So are you still in that frame of mind? And he's saying no, because I really regretted it then, and I regretted it now.
So read the rhyme.
Thank you. That's the third way. The Ron learns it as a question.
Right. You have no regrets over, from the time you took the neder until now. You have no regrets over the fact that you did that. You're okay. But the fact that you're going to still have to do it from now going forward, that's what you regret.
That's not a good valid. That's not a valid hatara.
Because it doesn't address the time.
And the answer of my regrets are not from now. It's from all the way from the beginning. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's the Ron's explanation. I'm sorry. That is the third way to listen.
At least in terms of that, it seems to be the most.
The Ron's really focused because of the miikara aspect of it, right? Which the Rush just throws in and says el miikara, but
because if he says no, then that's why he's not through it. That means that he was not okay with it, and that's why he's not through it.
Right, thank you. The Ron, as opposed to others, like Rashi and the Rosh, will learn it as a statement. He says, he learns it as a bitmiya, like a question.
Right.
You want to do charata from now? And he says, no, I regret it all the way from the beginning.
Right.
It seems like an easier way to understand. It is true. All right, now, taking the Gemara, ho, the ato, the kamedra, asi. So my first question came from Kido Tiyata. I'm like, he said, no. Is it, what is Kido Ayata? Is, are you regretting? Like, do you have Harata about what you said? And I'm like, lo. Again, that you can read like the Ron, that is, do you have Harata from now? And he's saying, no, meaning that I had it originally. Or you can read it as, are you already, kedo ayita, meaning that are you already towa mitcharet on the tachar miyakara? Are you, rejecting it and he's saying lo, meaning that, no, that I am. I mean, he's answering yes, but he's saying no. Vishari, and he was matur. Ala atu lakame de Rabbi Elazar, amale bayit al nadur. He says, did you really want to take the nether? Amale ilu lo margazin and lo bein and klom. If they didn't get me angry, I wouldn't have done any of this. I'm like, take the bite. It should be like you want it, meaning that it should be mutak. Right? So that, again, maybe this is what these people hold is here. So the Ron also over here says, "Vekado ha'ita klamatam itcharet karatam ikara shon toal rishonot." I'm like, no, bit me. No. What do you mean? No way. I mean, not that it's no. I'm not regretting it for the moment, but. Of course,
right.
Right, it's not. And then Sharia, Kasar Polskim Kharata, you can use Kharata.
If I had sarcasm, then it would be no.
Right. So this sounds like more, again, so Ravasi sounds like, again, because he was quoted above, Amr Yudam Ravasi, that sounds like you can use Kharata, right? Whereas Amr Yudam Ravasi above said, that you're not allowed to, at least according to that, you could use impotchim b'charata. Here, Ravasi himself saying you could be potach b'charata. Right now, Hadakamir Belazar, that's a question if he's talking about charata. Whereas Rashi says Hatana Saver impotchim b'charata, and he's holding like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Rav Huna, and therefore he has this whole thing about not being angry. I mean, he's not using charata. He's saying if other people had told me that. So that's the same as that. Although you can read it, that it's also a poskim charata, that's a type of charata, he's just phrasing it differently.
Right.
All right, so now, how it's a
darta. First case seems...
It's obvious, yeah, that it's a charata, yeah. It's using a charata. How it's a darta the brata, there was a woman who took asked her daughter, Be'ana, after the kamei the Rabbi Yochanan, again from her, I'm a law, you love a yadata, I'm a migirtech, Allah, the brata. Right? Would you, had you known at the time that they, your shchinim, your neighbors, would say about your daughter, ilu chamatva ema milin da ziva bichte loadart, loadarta, she would not have ushered her daughter in Hanoah if there wasn't something serious. Alright, she wouldn't have done it bichte, she wouldn't have just done it stam. She would only have done it if there was something really bad that made her want to tell her daughter that she's usher by now. Rashi says that it's, kamumar dover zima. I mean, that's a very serious issue. So now, the neighbors are whispering or murmuring about what exactly her daughter did to deserve such a punishment. So he goes, had you known at the time you took the nether that the neighbors would be disparaging towards your daughter or speak, you know, negatively about her, would you have taken this nether? Miadart, Amarle, lo, no way, I would never take such a nether. And Visharyo. And he was matir the nether. So Rashi over here says it's inconclusive. He's not sure if this is charata or not charata. He's not sure in Rabbi Yochanan, is Rabbi Yochanan allowing charata to work? Is this really charata or is this really potkin a petach? Rashi says he's unsure as to which side this is in this case over here. Because along the way, if you look at Rashi, Rashi clearly points out that each of these opinions either believes in potkin charata or ain't potkin charata. And actually it's alternating. Each opinion is alternating here. And then he comes to this one and says he doesn't know which way it's going. There's some of the other Rishonim, again, the other cases either believe, like the Ran, that there's a slight nuance difference in Charata, or some believe that they all are using Charata, it's just a different way to express the Charata. Alright, we'll stop here. It's a good place to stop, and then there's more to go for the Shabbos stuff.